Hi, welcome to our Hump Day podcast. My name is Pastor Kevin Robinson. I am the pastor here at the Marina Christian Fellowship Church. Now, the reason we're starting this podcast is usually I have three services on the weekends, and when I interview people, I have to do they're very precise, very quick, and get to the point. And so now we're going to just interview people within the church that have these incredible stories. So the first one on the, I should say, on the podcast is a gentleman named Justin. And we just finished doing the interview a few minutes ago. And so join us as we interview Justin. We're going to be interviewing Justin Godesso. Now, Justin has been going to our church since January. He's a graduate from Fuller Seminary.
Yep.
And we met in January, and you were a chaplain where?
I was a chaplain at Providence Little Company Mary in San Pedro.
Okay, and you did a great ministry. You were residence there, correct?
Yeah.
And so tell me about your residency, what you had to do there, what was your main objective there?
Yeah, so it was a one-year training program. I worked full-time and also doing school basically part-time, meeting with my supervisor. And I was assigned five different hospital units. And I won't go into all of them, but basically a lot of places, right. A lot of people. And I would see maybe about a dozen or even two dozen people a day.
Okay.
And I would interact with nurses, doctors, social workers on these various units. And I'd also do a lot of work with families and visit with families while I'm in the hospital.
Okay. And your residency finished when?
That was in the end of August.
Okay. And you work for...
So now I work for Rose Room Hospice.
Okay, and what is their... Obviously, their main job is hospice care. But what do you do there? What's your main objective there?
Yeah, so I'm a spiritual counselor, which is a more kind of broad way of saying chaplain.
Mm-hmm.
And so I meet... right now, I mostly do death visits, is what they're called, which means the person has died.
Okay.
And I go and visit with the families and help... coordinate the mortuary to come, and I stay with the families typically until the mortuary comes, and be a person to comfort and support them right when, like, in a sense, right in that critical moment when the person has passed.
So you can say with your studies, with the hospital, with the Rose ministry that you have, grief is a priority. Grief is something you're very aware of.
Oh, yes. Okay. It's... You can almost, not almost, but I do, I feel it.
Right.
And you feel the heaviness of it, of the loss, and the weight that it carries deep within the people.
Now, I've noticed as a pastor here at the church that it seems like the grief gets more intense the closer the holidays that we become. But it's not just, grief is not just death, right? There's other parts, types of grief as well.
Yeah, so... the two things there. One, the holidays. And yeah, the holidays, I'd say people are way more at risk of having a lot of emotional pain and distress during the holidays when you're thinking about that person and they're not there to celebrate it with. And so yeah, the holidays can definitely be more more emotionally distressing each year. Yeah.
Okay. And so let me ask you this question. What is some of the misconceptions of grief on the ways of handling it or understanding it, according to your experience?
Yeah, one misunderstanding about grief is that it's only about death, and which ties to that second part of your question, or your statement recently that I didn't get to. Talk about the holidays, but also there's different ways of grieving and things to grieve. And so... just like as a chaplain, people just expect me to be there at the death.
Mm-hmm.
Someone died, call the chaplain.
Right.
but what people don't really realize or think about as much is that we need that support almost all the time in our life for different reasons. I mean, you could be a parent and your child goes off to college, and now you're empty nested for the first time.
That's true.
And it's like, oh gosh, you know, our life, we've lost our children. They've traveled across the country, and and I can't just see them all the time, right? So there's a period of grieving that's more intense, maybe for those first 6 months or so. And for many parents, even mine included, it can be longer than that. And or even the birth of a child. There's a loss of that independence that a couple has before you ever have children.
Right.
And we don't usually talk about that. And we don't usually incorporate that into our understanding of grief. And as a minister as well, I'd say oftentimes in churches, you know, in our teachings, we don't always attend to the emotional distress that these maybe celebratory, you know, events have.
Right. Because I've noticed a lot of people's theology when it comes to Jesus' teaching is basically, it's a prosperity type teaching. And basically, you know what, just you're going to get over it. Time heals all wounds and stuff like that. But you have this really unique understanding about Jesus and his grief and how some of his teachings brings us into how to properly grieve, followed by his example. So talk about that for a minute, about Jesus' grief.
Yeah, Jesus grieved. Yeah. And there's this term called anticipatory grief. And I think Jesus did it really well, maybe the best of anyone that I know, because Jesus talked about his own death a lot. It's one of the main parts in the Gospels is, you know, the last week of his life. But even before then, I mean, Jesus is constantly preparing his disciples, preparing his family, preparing the world for his departure.
Yeah.
I mean, how often do you, like, just a leader being on stage maybe in front of 1,000 people and being like, guys, I'm going to die in, like, you know, a few weeks or a year, and you got to get ready for that.
Yeah.
So
see, it's like when we, and it's like if I sat in a, having dinner with my wife or friends and I say, hey, let's talk about my death. Right. No one, someone would, they would go, no, you've morbid little clown. We're not going to talk about that. But you're right. Jesus did talk about his death, but somehow as Christians, we don't want to talk about death.
Exactly. I find that so fascinating because when I was in the hospital and also in the hospice setting, I mean, I've worked with a lot of Christians and sometimes Christians can be either the best or the worst when it comes to grief. On the positive side, there's this potential deep hope in life after death. And so I've seen that really help people get through, you know, serious illness. And rather than really fighting, you know, disease and just, you know, losing, you know, their bank account, losing, you know, their physical body, they have this and they're anticipating, you know, this new life.
Right.
But on the bad side, it's like, God's going to heal me no matter what. If I pray hard enough, I'm going to get that miracle.
Yeah.
And if it never comes, it can be so hard to let go.
Right.
And they're just so frustrated. Mm-hmm. And so I find that with Jesus, I mean, Jesus had his agony in the Garden of Gethsemane for sure.
Correct.
I think the Gospel of John says he cried tears of blood. I mean, that is some heavy grief, right?
Yes.
Like carrying the grief of the world on his shoulders, and it almost killed him. Right. And he cried out for help. And he said, even God, my Father, like, if there's any way for you to take this cup, take this grief from me, please do, but not my will, but your will be done. And so I think that's one of the keys that Jesus kind of gives us is that you're able to cry out to God in your distress.
Yeah.
You're crying tears of blood, or for us, mostly water from the eyes.
Thank God it's not blood.
But that also of that, I don't know how people might receive this, but the obedience of Jesus to continue his faith journey, even though it was entering a very dark time.
Right. So let's say as a person that's going through grief myself, And I'm thinking, there's no way that I can work myself through this. I mean, grief is something I have to live with the rest of my life. What are some of the misunderstandings about grief? Like, and even as a Christian, you know, because normally we don't talk about it.
Right.
They'll go, how are you doing with the loss of your job? How are you doing with the loss of your cat or dog? And we will automatically say, fine. Now, does that help me in the process of grief? Or what is there better ways of dealing? What are some of the things that we need to do in order to work ourselves through grief?
Yeah, that's a great point. I think that is one of the misconceptions about grief, is that we can feel like we can't talk about it, or okay, we shouldn't talk about it. And there's some good reasons to feel that way.
Yeah.
church or our friends and family don't always feel very safe to talk about the most painful things for us, which is very sad in and of itself. And also that misconception is that we, which kind of goes with this, is that we have to do it on our own.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you said that, you're like, I need to get through, I need to get through my grief.
Yeah.
Right. And to some degree, I would say that's totally true, is that there is such an individual journey in grief, that is very private, very personal. But I'd also say that, again, in our American culture, where it's all about what I can do for myself and by the bootstraps, is that that can lead us to not really seek out community. And it is tough, because not everyone will respond, you know.
No, absolutely. Because, I mean, you can go to a stranger and go, how you doing? And then the stranger or the other person says, okay, this is how I'm doing, and just totally loses it. I'm thinking, okay, I really didn't care how you're doing. Okay, I didn't want to deal with this. It was just something I said. So you're right. You need someone that, when they ask how are you doing, that they actually mean it. They actually care for it. Now, that leads us into, as we're going into the fall, and Halloween's a few weeks from now, and Thanksgiving and Christmas, you've decided to set up something that would be such an encouragement for people that are going through grief, that are intensifying now because they're missing, they have memories of Halloween, they have memories of Thanksgiving, person that's missing, and even Christmas. Sometimes the joyous parts of the year can be the most painful parts as well.
Yep.
And so so tell us what we're going to be doing in the next few months.
Yeah, so I'm really excited to help do what I'm calling grieving through the holidays.
Okay.
And so here at Marina Christian Fellowship, and open to others in the community that would like to join, is going to be a 4 to 6 week program. And actually what you just mentioned of Halloween, I'm realizing, oh, I got to start a little bit earlier and catch Halloween. Because, memories of going trick-or-treating together. And
great pumpkin.
And carving the pumpkins, right?
Yeah.
And also, I think very symbolically and very importantly Halloween is the Day of the Dead.
Right.
And so a time in, Mexican culture and in many cultures to remember the dead. And so I think that's in a morbid, but because it's about grief, it's okay.
Absolutely.
Is a proper time to begin this series of meetings. So we'll start with
the Day of the Dead.
The Day of the Dead, and we'll also have a time I'm calling Thanks Grieving. Thanks grieving.
Okay.
Yes. So Thanksgiving is what we're used to.
Okay.
Coming around the table, saying something we're thankful for,
right,
and having this happy time.
Right.
But it's called Thanks Grieving because lots of people are very sad at Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And if you're just around the table with family and friends, like usual, you might feel really out of place and really sad, and want to give a space for those people from various families and backgrounds to gather and say, "Yeah, I'm really grieving. I'm really sad, even though everyone else is so festive and seems to be happy.
Okay, so when is this going to start? Where is it? What time? Do I need to do any preparation for it emotionally?
always, Kevin, always.
and if you're listening to the podcast, if you just go to our Facebook page, Marina Christian Fellowship, we will put a link to that and all the information on that. Or if you go to our website, marinachristian.org, you can find it on there as well. And so when does this thing start?
So I'm glad you made the points about the website and Facebook, because some of these details are to be determined as far as the exact dates. But it will be kind of end of October when the Day of the Dead is. And then we'll go through Christmas, because after Thanksgiving, we're going to do a blue Christmas service, which will be right around Christmas time. Again, the theme of grief during the holidays and special prayers, communion, and just a really special service for those that are grieving.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you're interested in being part of this group, it's titled Grieving Through the Holidays, which will begin October 29th from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. October 29th, put that on your calendar. We'll be meeting on the Marina Christian Fellowship office complex. It's in the lounge area. And so please join us there October 29th from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. And also December 18th is when we're doing the blue Christmas service from 4 to 5:30. Have a great remainder of the week. And remember, every day is a gift from God. Please use it wisely.